on the party line, the Monticello party line, with Sarah and Maggie and Lori and Paul, and Tuttle and Curly, Louisa and all. Each morning at your radio, all your good friends are saying hello. From Texas to Maine, our great friendship chain. We're friends on the party line. Oh, come listen in on the party line.
Gerald K. Owens, discharged December 19th, 1938. Well, we lose a darn nice patient today.
Nurse Gillespie records the last day of Jack Owens' stay in the little infirmary in a community east of Nome, Alaska, where he's been recovering from serious injuries. Today he leaves the infirmary to convalesce at the home of his employer, Mr. Ramsey. The world has changed for Jack Owens since he entered the infirmary a few weeks ago, and still greater changes lie ahead of him. In a moment, we'll return to the scene in Alaska. But first, party line friends, how popular are you with your own family? Do you add to your husband's, your children's, and your friend's happiness? Or are you the ill-humored type of person who isn't liked by anyone? But look, if you're feeling physically depressed and worn out most of the time, you certainly aren't to blame. Perhaps there's something wrong with you. Nothing serious, but a condition of sluggishness, of accumulated wastes that may be dragging down your energy and destroying your good spirits. Now let me suggest to you a way that has helped thousands of people just like you. I mean Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative senna compound. Let this mild, smooth, liquid laxative help build your inner workings to the habit of regularity again. Let syrup pepsin help you to smile again. Won't you do yourself a favor and at least try syrup pepsin tonight? A big, generous bottle costs very little at your own drugstore. Just tell the druggist,
I'd like a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin, please.
That's it. And when you get it, send in the carton top and 10 cents for one of Sarah and Aggie's famous Christmas aprons. Hurry, 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 though. Today is the last day to get one of these finest percale aprons as a gift. Just send a syrup pepsin carton top with your name and address and 10 cents to Sarah and Aggie at this radio station. Now for our last visit to the infirmary, where we've watched Jack Owens winning his way back to health again. Today, he leaves his hospital room for entirely different surroundings. But what would normally have been a happy occasion is now almost meaningless to Jack, since he's learned that down in Monticello in the States, his wife Marilyn is seeking a divorce. Jack believes that she has already been granted her divorce. Nurse Gillespie, who knows nothing of the story behind Jack's changed attitude, is talking to Rocky in the little reception hall of the infirmary.
Well, Mr. Rockwell, we're going to miss you and Mr. Owens around here.
Yeah, I guess I have been kind of underfoot whilst the boy's been laid up.
Not under my feet. Been glad to see you. Somehow you managed to bring a lot of fresh air and good common sense in with you.
Well, thanks, ma'am. I kind of thrive on the fresh air, and if I got any sense, I guess it's common enough.
Uncommon. Common sense is the most misnamed phenomenon I ever heard of. Well, where's your boss? Waiting outside in the car?
Ramsey? No, he ain't. Can you imagine? He hands over the big car to me and says, Rockwell, you drive Owens over to the city, will you?
Well, you aren't afraid of handling that gasoline Pullman, are you?
Oh, no, I guess I can manage. But I can't get over him asking me to drive. And that ain't all.
No?
No, it ain't. I'm supposed to spend Christmas at the boss's house.
Well, that's nice. You'll get something good to eat, by all accounts.
Yeah, it kind of worries me. The boss made out like it was an order, and I didn't have nothing to say about it. But I don't like it.
Why not? They're sociable people. You'll probably enjoy yourself.
It don't make sense, Mrs. Gillespie. They're only inviting an old road bum like me over there because they think I'll be left kind of to myself if Jack ain't around here and if he ain't out the cabin.
Well,
I don't like it. I get along okay. I don't want to follow the kid around and spoil things for him.
I'm sure you're not spoiling anything for him. You're evidently essential to his having a nice Christmas.
I don't know. I'm afraid his Christmas ain't going to be so very good. no matter how nicely treated.
So there is something the matter with him.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he'd been acting peculiar the last few days, just as if he'd gone sour on the world.
No, the world's gone sour on him.
Well, that's too darn bad. Well, I don't know what his trouble is, and I won't ask, but I can guarantee you one thing.
What's that, ma'am?
Once old Lady Ramsay gets hold of him, he won't have much chance to think about any troubles, whatever they are. Just between you and me, Mr. Rockwell, that lady's taken her internship in being Dr. Cupid.
Yeah?
She's got a pretty daughter, and nice young men like Mr. Owens don't blow in on every breeze up in this country.
Is Nurse Gillespie right? We will soon become acquainted with the Ramsay family, and then we can judge for ourselves. But at this moment, we've got a date in Monticello at the home of the Tuttles. Aggie has a visitor, but it's none other than Sarah Peters, so we needn't feel that there's any formality in the air. The girls are busily rolling out spicy brown dough for thin little brown cookies, one of the many delicious varieties that have been baked in this same cheerful kitchen for many, many Christmas seasons. The conversation just now concerns the plan that Sarah and Aggie arrived at the other day with respect to Christmas presents for Clem and Curly.
You know, Aggie, ever since we decided to tell the boys no on those radio sets they want, I've hardly heard a peep out of Curly about wanting one.
I can't say as much for Clem. He keeps at it night and morning. He acts like his heart'll be broke if he don't wake up Christmas morning hearing that radio set just screaming with messages from hither and yon.
Aggie, they don't work automatic.
Well, I thought that's what was different about them. You can broadcast right out on the air to anywheres, and all of a sudden back'll come an answer.
Well, something like that, but you gotta tune it in and everything. Anyways, I don't think it starts up talking all by itself.
Well, all I hope is they get us up a good set down to the hardware store.
They just better. And if they let out a peep to the boys that we're getting an amateur set for them, they'll lose my pots and pans trade from now on.
Mine, too. And I just hate to cut off with them right now. They got a lovely dishpan I had my eye on for a month or more. Would you say this dough was thin enough now, Sarah?
Oh, I think so.
Well, then if you'll just hand me the cutter.
Star or diamond?
Oh, the snowman, I think. Every year I gotta make Clem 6 snowmen or we don't think it's Christmas.
Curly's the same way about the little fir tree shape that we've had for years and years.
Dear. Ain't that cute?
Let's see. Oh, Aggie, that's lovely. Yeah. Just as cute as it can be.
Sarah, there's only one thing that worries me.
What, Aggie?
Well, here we are getting Clem and Curly an amateur radio set. One for both of them, instead of one for each.
My goodness, Aggie, at the price, we couldn't hardly get them both a set.
I know, but I just wonder if that isn't the real reason they want these amateur sets. So Clem can sit here in the basement and send out a message to Curly, and Curly can sit over in your basement and get the message.
Oh, for land's sake.
You know, Clem would go, dot, 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 dash, dot.
Well, Aggie, what does that mean?
Oh, say it might mean, hello, Curly, this is me. How would you folks like to come over tonight?
My goodness.
And then Curly comes right back with, dash, dash, dot, dash. Meaning, why, sure, we just love to.
Aggie, if that's what we're spending all this money for, I don't know. It seems like the Lion is real serviceable for that kind of thing. It always has been.
Oh, but Sarah, this is so much more fun for the boys. Only that's just it. If we only get one set for the two of them, they can't work it that way. You'll have to just shift back and forth between here and your house with the set and listen to perfect strangers on the amateur airwaves.
That'd be a whole lot more educational, even so, than just listening to each other talk. They've been doing that for 50 years, more or less.
Clem doing most of the talking. Well, anyways, I hope they'll be happy to get the set, even if they do have to use it in partnership.
Wait, Aggie. I think they're coming up the basement stairs right now.
Now, remember, if they begin talking radio sets, remember to put on like we positively are not getting any radio sets.
Good King Wenceslas looked down on the feast of Stephen.
The cookie making and Carol Society happily at work.
That sounds lovely, girl.
Yeah, also smells lovely. Whatever's baking in the oven.
Cookies. You boys all done making the Christmas tree stand already?
All finished, done, and completed, as Clem might say. Oh, my, if these cookies don't
Now, Curly, don't go looking for cookie samples. You're not at home, you know.
Oh, why, Sarah, the idea.
Indeed. If you folks ain't at home here, then we ain't either.
Hey, Curly, help yourself to all of the cookies you want.
Oh, well, now, Agatha.
Go ahead, my boy, go ahead. Pardon my reach.
Now, Clem, I didn't say you could make a pig of yourself.
That's a fine way to talk about Curly, my dear.
What? Oh, don't be silly.
Say, what was that thumping up here a minute ago?
Thumping?
Sounded like you were sending out the telegraph messages and code or something.
Oh,
Aggie was just knocking some dough off a cookie cutter, I guess.
Uh-huh. I was hoping there was a call for us to come for refreshments.
Yes. We'll have coffee in just a few minutes now, don't worry.
That's good. Curly and me found just the spot for that ham radio set I've been kind of talking about.
Now, Clem, you might as well understand.
And, Mama, I figured just the place in our basement at home for a ham radio outfit. Just the ideal spot.
Curly, it's no use.
What, Mama?
Clem, and Curly, too. Sarah and me wish you two boys to know that we are positively not going to tell Santa Claus to bring you a couple of amateur radio sets.
It's just more than we can face. The idea of you two spending the rest of your lives just poring over radio tubes and telegraph codes and whatnot.
Well, that'll be dang swing.
My goodness.
Now, we hate to disappoint you, but we feel that what we decided is for the best good of all.
Don't stand there and look so sad, Curly.
Huh?
You'll get over it when you see the lovely things you are going to get.
Mama, I wasn't looking sad.
Just surprised, huh? This is the most peculiar coincidence, girl.
What is?
You decide not to get us a radio set?
Yes, because you see, Clem and me just decided we don't want any amateur radio sets after all.
What?
Nope. Change your mind. Silly waste of time and money.
But, my land, you just said you decided where you could put the set.
Oh, well, that was before we realized how foolish it was to fool around with stuff like that.
So you can just rest easy, girls, and concentrate on neckties and mufflers.
And a letter opener for me, Mama.
My goodness. I don't hardly know what to make of this.
Neither do I, Sarah. Neither do I.
Now what? The girls have ordered a radio set. The boys, at least so the girls now think, have changed their minds. What if Sarah and Aggie take them at their word? Party liners, hooray, hooray, hooray! Today is positively the last day we're going to mention the famous Sarah and Aggie Christmas apron offer. Today is your last chance to write for one of the beautiful but practical, finest percale aprons Sarah and Aggie want to send you. You'll enjoy your housework more in one of these Sarah and Aggie aprons, and here's how to get yours. Get a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative senna compound at your druggist today. Syrup pepsin, you know, is a necessity in the house now during the holidays when overeating and late hours are apt to throw inner workings off regular schedule. With syrup pepsin handy in the medicine cabinet, you can rest assured that this ever-faithful helper will help keep the entire family on regular schedule during the strain and stress of holiday activities. Get the big bottle of syrup pepsin today, party liners, so that you'll have it in the house during the holidays. Then send the cotton top for your Sarah and Aggie apron. Remember, just send one syrup pepsin cotton top with your name and address and 10 cents for packing and mailing to Sarah and Aggie at this radio station. That's it. A syrup pepsin cotton top, your name and address, and a dime to Sarah and Aggie at this radio station today. Tomorrow, Jack Owens, believing that he has been divorced by the wife he still loves, goes to live with the Ramseys. What is in store for him and for Marilyn? Be sure you listen to The Party Line tomorrow.